Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and we're doing this today with our good friend Ken Yancey. Ken is the CEO of the SCORE Association. SCORE, SCORE.org is the website. That's where you can go to find a chapter, a local chapter or SCORE chapter near you, where there resides, they're in and out of the local volunteers, SCORE mentor volunteers that are standing by to help you with your small business for free. They're volunteers. They're not going to charge you. If you use some of their services, which they have to pay for, they're going to charge you for some of that. Otherwise, it's just all volunteer, and it's a part of, Ken, I think what SCORE represents is another example of what's great and unique and powerful and awesome about America. What do you think?
You know, you're absolutely right. And if you think about it a little bit, it's at an intersection of two uniquely American concepts. Certainly volunteerism, and the second is entrepreneurship.
Yep.
Both unique to our country, both critical to our success as a nation and our economy. And when these two things meet, we've proven that good things happen, that jobs are created, businesses are formed, and from a volunteer standpoint, there's a psychic income. There's the feeling of being able to give back and make a difference with the knowledge and that you've accumulated over a career.
Absolutely.
So we're winning on all sides of this.
Ken, as we wrap up our visit, would you give us a little tour of what you see across the small business Main Street landscape out there? You're talking to a lot of people. You're out there across the country visiting your chapters and different connections. What are you seeing out there? How's it look?
You know, Jim, I think what we're seeing is consistent with a lot of what you hear. There is a renewed optimism within the small business market. We're talking more about businesses that are responding to challenges and opportunities that have opportunities to grow in a variety of different ways. We're seeing business starts. And, you know, not every business that starts these days is a business with 10 employees. We're seeing and we're participating heavily in the gig economy. We have many, many, many people that are starting that solo entrepreneurial experience or journey, and we're able to help them too. So, what we see is a level of excitement that's, I believe, overdue and welcome. I think that we're going to continue to see people that look to new opportunities and opportunities to provide services through small business ownership. I think we'll continue to see people converting what had been part-time entrepreneurship into something that's more full-time. And the service business, personal services, we see a lot of. We certainly are those personal services include things like elder care, child care, pet care, things of that nature, lots of different types of retail services, personal services that some folks might enjoy, personal valet, shopping, things of that nature. And then the consultative product offering that you typically see when business is growing again, and I personally believe that it is. The tax cuts did help, and I think
one of the big things, one of the things that helped is literally almost the stopping of regulations. I mean, the regulatory assault that we saw over the previous 8 years was astonishing, literally unprecedented. I mean, that's a fact. It was unprecedented. And to see the reversal of that as by edict, so to speak, that really has helped small business owners feel optimistic.
You know, big issues for small businesses are always and have always been and will always be burdensome regulation and taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And when those things ease, the opportunity to invest in your business and the growth of your business to better your community, not only does it exist, but small business owners take advantage of it.
I think a lot of this
is getting plowed back, Jim, and it's good.
I got to wrap up our visit. Thank you for being here. Keep up the good work. I'm proud of you guys over at SCORE, and come back soon.
I look forward to it, Jim. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for all you do.
Ken Yancey, ladies and gentlemen, CEO of the SCORE Association, score.org. Don't forget to check that out. I got to take a quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.